This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Welcome, listeners. It's actually Dr. Scott.
And we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat. Welcome, listeners. It's Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush on Health and Wellness Wednesdays. So it feels like it's been forever since I've been on the air, and I want to thank John again. Appreciate it. We're going to talk about a lot of topics that people have been coming into the office and calling, wanting more information about. So in studio, I have my friend Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Dr. Faulkner. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So Brian is also an expert, even though he's not a physician. He's actually been in the stem cell space for, 15, 20 years?
Almost 25 now.
Wow, 25 years. Yeah. So as an expert, I want to get his insight, because as the clinician, I know what I know. People ask me certain questions. But I wanted to, one, take some callers. Two, I have a couple of guests coming into the studio to tell their story. But right now, I wanted to talk about the hottest topic. And it's funny, the intro to John's show says, I'm sorry, I'm fat. We have a lot of people now calling the office wanting more information on semaglutide and tirzepatide, right? The skinny shots. So I'm going to try and educate everybody if I can. Now, if you're driving and you can't write all this information down, then go back and listen to this broadcast later tonight or tomorrow. And I'm going to answer a lot of those questions that are being bantered about out there that may not be accurate. So let's start with the semaglutide, because that was the first one invented. So about 10 years ago, they came out with a new class of medicine called GLP-1 agonist. So GLP-1 agonist stands for glucagon-like peptide. Now, to the layperson, it doesn't mean a whole lot. But to we physicians, we were really excited because we thought this is going to be a medication that's going to help our type 2 diabetics really get to goal, whereas the metformins of the world and the sulfonylureas, that's like glipizide, gliburide, couldn't. So in the original studies, there was one little mouse who developed a thyroid cancer. None of his buddies did. None of the other strains of mice did. And no humans. But it really gave us cause for concern. So we were watching this medication very, very closely. So fortunately, now we have 10 years of data, and we do not see an increased risk of thyroid cancer. So the next question that I get very frequently is people say, well, I have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. That's an autoimmune disorder where your body has attacked the thyroid gland and it's burned itself out. And a lot of people are on thyroid replacement medications. There is no contraindication to this medication if you have Hashimoto's or any other thyroiditis, or you have an underactive thyroid. So you can rest assured you're okay. Now, again, we have 10 years of safety data. I don't have 20 or 30, but we have 10 years. All right. So Big Pharma, Novo Nordisk, is the patent holder for this medication. When we started using it for diabetes, we were like, oh, it's okay. It's not the most powerful medicine in the world, but people were losing weight like crazy. So Big Pharma, they're not stupid. They saw what we saw. And so as a consequence, they petitioned the FDA to do a second study for weight loss in patients who did not have diabetes. And they proved that, yes, in fact, people lose a ton of weight and it's very safe. So that's where on the TV commercials, you'll see Ozempic geared towards the type 2 diabetics, but you'll see Wegovy for weight loss. But it's all semaglutide. The generic name is semaglutide. Then shortly thereafter, tirzepatide was launched, and that goes by the brand names of Mounjaro and now Zepbound. Okay, so tirzepatide is also a GLP-1 agonist, but it has one subtle difference in that it has a second mechanism of action called GIP. And what that does in the human body is it actually increases the amount of insulin that your body secretes. So we see a little better blood sugar control in the tirzepatide group than we saw in the semaglutide. Now, last time I was on with John, I showed or had the study in my hand, and I referenced it, where in the New England Journal it was published where semaglutide went head-to-head against tirzepatide. And their conclusion was that tirzepatide actually had better weight loss and better blood sugar control. Here's the problem with that study, is that they stopped semaglutide at 1 milligram. So the starting dose of semaglutide is 0.25 milligrams. The maximum dose is 2.4. The starting dose of tirzepatide is 2.5 milligrams. The maximum dose is 15 milligrams. So if they stopped the study at 1 milligram of semaglutide, but they allowed the tirzepatide to go all the way to maximum of 15, you cannot say with confidence that this is better than the other medicine. So it was a junk study, and so I have to couch my counseling of patients that's you can't say that until there's another study head-to-head where both medicines can go to the maximum amount. We can't really say that. So in my practice, if somebody has diabetes or pre-diabetes, then I kind of steer them towards the tirzepatide. And if somebody is not diabetic, then we say, well, start with the semaglutide. However, if somebody comes into my office, like a young lady yesterday, she's like, well, I want tirzepatide because my sister's on tirzepatide and she did great. Then I just say, oh, okay, not a problem. We can start you on tirzepatide. So you have a choice. And in my office, we have priced it equal. So the starting dose of semaglutide, 0.25 milligrams, is priced exactly the same as tirzepatide, the 2.5 milligrams, and on. So it's apples to apples. So, you know, if you like one versus the other, then so be it. So then that brings us to side effects. The GLP-1 agonist, the number one side effect that we see is nausea, okay, or queasiness. Now, for most people, they tolerate it. They'll take the injection because this is an injectable, and the injectables have been proven far superior to the oral semaglutide. So I don't even go with the oral semaglutide. Why? Because your liver metabolizes a big chunk of it. So the injectable in clinical trials has shown to be superior to the oral version of semaglutide. So if you give yourself an injection once a week, that evening typically you might get a little queasiness. So the vast majority of people will tolerate and go, okay, well, that was unpleasant, but they wake up the next morning and they don't have a problem. However, there are some people that are really sensitive. And what I've noticed is it's usually people who get car sick very easily. And Brian, I don't know why, but there's a subset of people that just get queasy easily.
I don't know why that is either, but I'm one of them.
Okay.
And I am on semaglutide. So.
Okay, that's right. So in that case, I like ondansetron, which goes by the brand name Zofran. But I've had a couple of people say, well, Reglan works better for me, or promethazine works better for me. It's like, okay, just take something for anti-nausea. And the crazy thing about these medicines is the longer you stay on it, the less nausea you get over time. So you start to build a tolerance. Okay. So that's clearly the number one side effect, and it happens in about a third of patients. So the second most common side effect that we see is constipation, because the GLP-1s also slow down GI transit. Okay, so it makes you feel full longer. But the problem is, if you're prone to constipation, that can be a real problem. So I tell my patients, you want to preempt it. If you're one of those people, do not get behind the eight ball. Number one, you should be drinking plenty of water to begin with. But number two, if you take Metamucil, take more. If you take Miralax, take more. If you take Senecot, take more. Anything like that to help prevent the constipation. Because if you get behind the eight ball, it is so unpleasant with this medication. Don't even go there. So those are the two biggies. And then there are minor side effects. So we're going to go to break right now. And I see that we've got a few callers calling in. We'll take their questions. But then I'll continue explaining how this medicine works, how long do you need to be on it, what happens for maintenance. So I'm going to answer those questions when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush on 560 KLZ.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources, they'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing. Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Ream Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
Well, welcome back, listeners. Again, it's Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush, 560 KLZ, with my friend Brian, who's here in studio, who happens to be an expert in stem cells for 25 years. We've established that. And we were talking about semaglutide and tirzepatide and weight loss that's taking the country by storm. However, this is radio, so we have to be nimble on our feet. We have a great friend of mine, Daniel Benavides, and Daniel is calling in because we have a mutual friend, my friend Terry and Michelle, who lived there in Castle Rock, and I had helped Terry out when he had COVID, a horrible case of COVID, and so I ended up giving him stem cells. His lungs cleared up within a couple of weeks, and he's never looked back. Well, Daniel found out about me because he's best friends with Terry's son, and Daniel's dad, Joe, unfortunately had a stroke in December. Do I have that right, Daniel?
Yeah, you have that right. Hey, Dr. Scott.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry to interrupt the previous conversation.
No. We're nimble on our feet, so this is excellent. So I asked you to call in because I wanted people to hear exactly what happened to your dad. And when he came into the office, we were able to give him stem cells. But I want to hear it from you guys, right? I can say, oh, yeah, he had a great outcome. But people don't appreciate just how much of a miracle it was for your dad until you hear it for yourself. So if you want to tell the story, yeah. Daniel, go ahead.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, essentially, you got the background correct on that. One of my best childhood friends is the son of one of your patients who experienced great outcomes through stem cell therapy. And, my father had a pretty large stroke due to complications from a routine stent surgery back in December. And I had originally caught a stroke, and then he was supposed to get a stent in, and it didn't go that great. And, he was faced with some debilitating conditions, as a result. It was a big stress. And, after a stint in rehab, he was discharged from the ICU. He had all kinds of things wrong with him. He had lost an extreme amount of weight. He had a feeding tube. He couldn't walk, and was dealing with some other issues. When he was in acute rehab, they really got him to a place where, they had thought that they could, that was the best he was going to do, right?
Right.
And, the best he was going to do, was, getting discharged and kind of working towards his new normal, but he had some severe disabilities still. He had some extreme balance issues, some cognitive problems, memory, and short term specifically, and just it was not the best outlook. So I was calling my buddy. He's my best bud, and I always run things by him. And this guy's an idea guy. Let me set this straight. He's an idea guy.
Uh-huh.
So he said, hey, did you ever think that, maybe he could benefit from stem cell therapy? My dad, did this. And, by that time I was looking for anything, right? And
mm-hmm.
and so I called Terry and asked him what he thought about you specifically, because, he had given me your name, Kyle had, his son, and I asked Terry, what's your experience, how'd it go for you? And Terry's, I've known him since I was a kid, and he's a wonderful person. So he told me exactly what happened. you know, his lung functioning went from 5% to 100%. You know, he was staring, you know, a ventilator in the face. And then he found you, and this happened. And, you know, so I started doing my research independently, knew that it was a treatment that was, you know, being used already in Canada and Europe. I had only heard about, you know, stem cells from, you know, people who had gone to Costa Rica to get it, or, you know, gone to Ecuador. It's kind of like esoteric, you know, individuals. And, you know, he told me about it, and I said, you know what? Worth a shot. So we came to you, and you know, my father got a, you know, injection of stem cells and a stem cell therapy, and you know, I think that it has done miracles for my, as you had said, you know, said the right word right there, you hit it on the nail. It's been a miracle, you know. It's been now 7 weeks. You know, his balance has subsided. I mean, I walked a mile and a half with him today.
Yeah.
You know, there's still some cognitive, a half a mile. We're working our way up.
Right. Not a mile. Okay. Yeah. We'll take a half a mile.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's, you know, there's still some memory issues that are, you know, we're still working through, and, but like, you know, it's given us and him a sense of independence, you know, and, you know, the family's still taking care of him and everything like that, but it's been like, we were looking at a bleak future, you know.
Right.
And, you know, through the connections, you know, and people, you know, people's association with you and what you do, and, you know, I can say that it's been amazing.
Yeah. So again, it's not a cure. You're exactly right, but it gave your dad the life back that they told him that he wouldn't have. Correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I could personally say that it is for stroke specifically has been extremely beneficial to his recovery. You know, like you said, you know, it's about what happens to the brain and stuff. You know, a fish is shocked out of water, and, you know, you have 6 months to, like, really get it back going. And, well, you know, we got it back going.
Right.
You're right.
Yep. So I remember when you and your dad came into the office, he was using a front-wheeled walker, and he couldn't really use that left arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gave him the IV infusion of umbilical cord stem cells. Now, I have to throw this out there. Again, the FDA has not approved these stem cells for use in the regenerative space, what we're using. So it's called off-label usage. They have been approved on the cancer side for 30 years, but this is an off-label use. But we use medicines off-label all the time. But your dad could not use that left arm that well. In fact, he had it on the platform of the front-wheeled walker. He was very slow and clumsy coming into the office. And then you shared with me a video of him at the neurologist. What was it, like a week and a half or 2 weeks later?
Not that long.
Yeah, where he's not using a walker at all. And the neurologist, their jaw dropped and said, "What is this? I've never seen anything like this."
Yeah, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he was with my dog, you know, the other day, and like, almost ran into the dog and did like a pretty athletic maneuver to the left. And so, you know, like you said, he's getting better at his use of his left arm, but like, you know, from where he was.
Oh yeah.
You know, I remember looking at a study that Stanford was doing about injecting stem cells similar, you know, to the ones that you use directly into the brain. And, you know, and there being positive outcomes with that, and it's still being in the early stages. But, you know, look, I got to thank you, you know, and I got to thank Terry for recommending you because of what has occurred, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not me. I mean, the good Lord makes the stem cell, right? He's the one in charge of doing it all. I'm just, you know, being obedient and saluting, saying yes, sir. And we know that the medical community or establishment, they poo-poo stem cells. They poo-poo a lot of things that don't come from Big Pharma. And this is one of those things that doesn't come from Big Pharma. But there's nothing more natural than a stem cell that came from a baby that was just born alive and healthy. And I don't have to put it in your dad's brain. I just start an IV and give it to him that way. So I don't know about you, but I would rather have an IV infusion of stem cells rather than somebody mucking in my brain.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big procedure. You know, that particular way that you did it, that method was, you know, that delivery worked for my father. So, you know, I'm not a doctor, nor am I a recommender of the method to do it. But I can say that it, you know, it worked for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back to your point, you know, like you said, our bodies are constantly regenerating. And, you know, as we progress in age, certain, you know, things that help us heal, help our body heal, begin to decrease in number. So it all makes sense. The numbers make sense.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And so if you put it in that context, it is, you know, again, I'm only speaking for what happened to me.
Yep.
It can be a valuable resource.
That's yes. It. Well, good. Well, Daniel, I wish you and your dad the best. God bless you guys. Thank you for calling in. You know, if somebody wanted to talk to you or your dad, is it okay if I share your number with somebody who might be in the same boat as you guys?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Hopefully I don't get inundated here. Let me just put that out.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's a banking process.
Well, most people can call me at the office. I'm used to getting inundated, so I can handle most of those questions. But, you know, there are people who like to hear it firsthand. That, hey, can you give me a reference? I have my dad is in the same boat or my mom. Can I talk to somebody who's been through the same thing? And so I get a lot of folks who've had their knees injected or a shoulder. And I'm like, yeah, here's a couple of names for you. So I really appreciate you doing that. We will make sure that we don't inundate you. But,
all right.
But well, thanks, keep Dr. me posted Scott. And keep sending the videos. And I'm actually going to start posting those on my website. The Castle Rock.
We're gonna come get an NAD therapy. It's not just stem cells. So
yeah, the NAD for energy and for mental clarity. Absolutely.
Sure.
So, all right, Daniel. Well, thank you so much. I wish you the best. And we're gonna go to break right now. When we come back, we'll keep talking about semaglutide, and then we'll segue into more stem cells with Brian. This is Dr. Scott on 560 KLZ.
K&R Home Transitions sees your home for the value underneath. Don't take our word for it. Here's one of their recent clients about why they'll sell your home faster and for a higher price.
What impressed me most was their ability to understand the true value of our home. And when I say value, I'm not talking about the worth. I'm talking about what makes our house special. Even we are so familiar with our house, we didn't understand the little things that made our house very different from other houses. That's what won us over. When they started talking about little things like backsplashes and others that adds more value to your house and helps another buyer understand why your house is special than even the house down the street.
The value for your home is something that a great agent should see and talk to you about. Cat and Robin can get you more money faster for your home. So contact K&R at klzradio.com/homes to start.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio's sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Yes, it's Dr. Scott actually filling in for John Rush on 560 KLZ, Health and Wellness Wednesday, joined by my good friend Brian, who's an expert in the stem cell space. And Sonia just joined us in the studio as well. You guys might remember Sonia from the last time I was on hosting, and she unfortunately developed fluoroquinolone toxicity. So we're going to save that for a little bit. We're going to finish talking about the semaglutide and tirzepatide, and then we'll start to segue into the stem cells at that point in time. So I was telling the audience, and I know people are coming in and out, tuning in when they can, listening while they're driving or from home. So we talked about the class of medicine called semaglutide and tirzepatide. What was the subtle difference between the two? We talked about nausea being the number one side effect, constipation being number two. There's some minor side effects also associated with these medicines, but we don't see them that often. So number one is I've had four patients come and say it caused gas and belching. So they took Gas-X, it went away. I have had five people say it caused acid indigestion, reflux. They've taken Pepcid or Pitums, and they got better. And I've had two people complain of diarrhea. So out of the hundreds of patients that I have on these medications, that's why I call those minor side effects. Can they happen? Yes, absolutely. But nausea, constipation are number one and two. And if you take something like Zofran, you can deal with the nausea. And if you preempt the constipation, then you should do just well. So, Brian, during the break, you said, hey, I'm doing well on this medicine. Now, I didn't want to tell the listening audience that, you know, yes, I put you on this, but what is your experience?
Yeah, Dr. Faulkner, thank you. The experience I've had has been a little bit of nausea, but I have not had the constipation, and I've had none of the other side effects. And, excuse me, thankful to say that I have lost 20 pounds in the last 6 months, which I'm very pleased with. Could lose more.
Yep.
I will stay on the semaglutide for a period of time, but no, I've done extremely well, and the only side effect I've realized has been the nausea.
Okay.
But slight nausea.
Yeah. And you can handle it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Usually the evening of the injection, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, okay, that wasn't fun, but hey, I lived.
Correct.
Okay. You're a man.
I am.
And you identify as a man.
I do.
That's a little joke for John's audience because, well,
yeah.
There's one side of the aisle and then there's the other side, so I'm glad you could take a joke. But
yes.
As a man, what prompted you to do this? Because we think, hey, it's all ladies who want the weight loss, right? Mm-hmm. Especially, and I feel badly for you ladies. I really, really do. Because with women or with the babies and hormones, you guys just have a hard time losing that weight. And most doctors will tell you, well, you just need to eat more eat less and exercise more. Mm. It's like, I can't eat any less and I can't exercise any more. So that's a big portion of my day is just helping these ladies out. But as a guy, and there's a lot of guys listening to John Rush right now saying, yeah, I'm carrying another, 40 pounds or 60 pounds. What about me?
Right. As I've gotten a little older, I'm not getting any younger, I've noticed that I tend to accumulate the weight in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what I did, testosterone or otherwise, I was not losing weight.
Right.
I will not say that I'm the preeminent exercise person, but I do exercise. I do walk.
Uh-huh.
But I just could not get that weight off.
Right.
And so I looked into, did some research on the semaglutide, actually had a niece of mine, again, female,
uh-huh.
who had been using the semaglutide, did extremely well with it, lost a lot of weight with it. So I mm-hmm. thought, it's worth a shot, and it's worked out very well. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So you're exactly like a lot of folks. And last time I was on, I was sharing this story with John that I had that little roll around the middle, right? At 57, I ski black diamonds. I ride dirt bikes. I'm not a sedentary guy. And I just couldn't lose it. And I'm watching all these people coming into my office, and they're losing weight like crazy. I'm like, So I snuck back and gave myself an injection. And that evening, Judy and I went to Famous Steakhouse there in Castle Rock, and we ordered an 8-ounce filet. And normally I'll have 2/3, she'll have 1/3, and you've got your bread and you've got your salad and a side, typically mashed potatoes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 2 bites of steak, and I love steak. I had 2 bites of Caesar salad, 1 of mashed potatoes, and I'm like, my brain was telling me,
dude,
you are full.
Yep.
You can't eat another bite or you're going to be ill. So she looks at me and is like, what'd you do with my husband? So I had to rat myself out that, I went ahead and took this shot. But when I tell people it's a light switch, right?
It is. It
when
absolutely
you know it.
Is.
So we start people at 0.25 milligrams, but the maximum dose is 2.4, 2.5 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I don't know what is going to be the ideal dose for any given person. I have tried doing statistical analysis with this, and there's no rhyme or reason. Everybody is a little bit different.
Correct.
So I have big people on little doses and little people on big doses and everywhere in between. So unlike a lot of med spas, and not to bash med spas, but I will, because most of them don't have a doctor with 27 years of internal medicine and critical care experience who actually is vested in the patient in listening to them. It's what I call cookbook medicine. So a lot of these med spas, and I know because I get a lot of these patients coming to me because they're falling through the cracks. And what they'll tell me is, yep, this girl said, okay, our algorithm says you have to start on 0.25, and we're going to keep you on that for 4 weeks, and then you're going to go up to 0.5 for 4 weeks, then we're going to put you at 0.75, and it goes up and up and up. And I'm like, but they lost sight of the patient. Why aren't they asking you, how are you doing? Because if you do well, like I did at 0.25, 3 weeks I lost 14 pounds. Why in the world would I want to escalate your dose? All I'm going to do is give you side effects, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the converse side, why am I going to keep you on a dose for 4 weeks if you're not getting results? That's a long time to wait on a dose. And you're like, oh, I'm not getting any benefit out of this. And then I got to sit at 0.5 and maybe I don't get anything. So we take the approach that if after a couple of weeks you're not seeing the results, then we bump you up and go another week or two. Then we keep bumping you up until we find the ideal dose. That's when people get that light switch where they look at food and go, you know what? I absolutely can't eat anymore. And there's a well-described mechanism of how that happens. These medicines are called incretin mimetics. So incretin is that molecule that gets released from the stomach and the intestines when you eat a meal and it gets stretched out. It goes into the bloodstream, goes up to your hypothalamus in your brain, hits a little receptor there. That little receptor says, hey, stop eating, you're full. Well, semaglutide and tirzepatide hit that receptor for the entire week, right? Because this is a weekly injection. So for the week, you just look at food and go, I'm not that interested in it. So that's how it actually curbs your appetite. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have to ask, what dose are you on?
Two.
Okay.
I'm on two. Have been for 8 weeks.
Okay.
And seems to be working very well.
Yeah. So you said you've been on for 6 months, but I don't remember you being on for 6 months.
Yeah. I started, and I will say that Dr. Faulkner is my physician. I'll selfishly say that.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Now I am.
He is now. There was another in the past, but I highly recommend Dr. Faulkner. We met. There are no coincidences, I should say.
Correct. But,
nevertheless, we met in the last several months, and so I had been on it prior to that. And what he was describing with the start at 0.25 and work your way up doses
mm-hmm.
is exactly what I was doing. Now I've settled at the 2, and thanks to Dr. Faulkner, it's working very well.
Yeah. So eventually we're going to have to talk about maintenance and can we get you off. But we're coming up to a hard break right now, so we're going to take it. We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation for those who are really interested in the semaglutide and tirzepatide. And that's probably half of Colorado, I know, because you guys are calling the office. And if you want more information, give me a buzz, 303-663-6990. That's Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare. And I'll do televisits for people, or you can come down and see me so you don't have to travel. If you're listening from Kansas or Nebraska or somewhere else, you can actually give us a call because televisits are still legal. So even though I may not be in your local area, give me a call. We'll get you taken care of, okay? You're listening to Dr. Scott, filling in for John Rush, 560 KLZ.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy-efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Estate planner Michael Bailey is familiar with all the St. Patrick's Day traditions, but he wants to make sure you don't leave your estate plan to luck. If you don't have an estate plan on paper, filed with an estate planning attorney, the state of Colorado will distribute your assets how they see fit. That's not very lucky. And locating your relatives costs money. They won't do that for free. They'll use your estate to fund their impish little probate leprechaun search for your next of kin. That's not lucky either. Instead, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, says you should make your own luck, and that means writing what your wishes are on a document in detail. This way you get to choose who gets what, and it's not left up to little green men on the hunt for a pot of gold. So do the right thing for your family and reach out to the mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey, by going to klzradio.com/estate today and start making your own luck.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
Yes, welcome back to Health and Wellness Wednesday. You're actually listening to Dr. Scott here filling in for John Rush. And I've got a couple of guests here in the studio, Brian and Sonia. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
If there's a caller out there and you want to talk, you know, Ozempic, Wegovy, which are the trade names, semaglutide is the generic name. And then you have Mounjaro and Zepbound, which is the trade names for the generic tirzepatide. Then feel free to give me a call here at 303-477-5600, and I will try and answer any questions you have. Sonia, during the break, you asked that exact question, didn't you?
Yep.
Is you said, well, I've heard of Ozempic, but what is this that you guys are talking about? And the answer is that semaglutide is the generic name. Ozempic, Wegovy are the trade names, but you missed this at the top of the hour when I was talking about this. Novo Nordisk is the patent holder, big pharma company out of Europe. And when this medicine was first used for diabetes, we found that it was okay, not the greatest, but everybody was losing weight like crazy. Well, big pharma, they're not stupid. They saw the same thing. So they actually petitioned the FDA to do a second study in weight loss in patients who do not have diabetes. And so they've got the dual indication. So this is not an off-label use when you use semaglutide for weight loss. It actually has been approved by the FDA. Now, tirzepatide has only been tested and approved for type 2 diabetes. They never did the weight loss study, and I don't think you're ever going to see them do it because they're making billions of dollars using it off-label, right? Most of us doctors have figured this out, and we're just going to keep writing for it. That's where you get the compounding pharmacies who are able to make this base medicine, right? And there is a difference between the semaglutide base, tirzepatide base, and something called the salt version, okay? So the salt version has more side effects, and it can hurt your kidneys. So you will want to ask the provider that you're getting it from, prove to me that you are using the real base and not the salts. And as Brian pointed out during the break, a generic, right? So these compounding pharmacists, is not named brand. So they're allowed a variation by the FDA. When something goes generic, then you have a 20% variability in the potency of a medicine, where if it's named brand, it's very tight, right? Like I think it's 5%. So if you get yours from a compounding pharmacy that, you know, they're kind of haphazard, you can have a 20% less potency of your medication that you got. So some people will say, hey, I was doing great, and then suddenly this isn't working so well. What did you give me? And the answer is probably the compounding pharmacy is not up to snuff, and they got a bad batch, and where the potency is not tainted, it's just not as strong as the real stuff. Right? So I have just switched my supplier. I'm not going to give out the name on the air, but this supplier actually is the ones that supply it to Novo Nordisk. And this supplier actually gives me the potency report. So with most batches, especially the name brand, they have to prove to the FDA that the potency is what they say it is, right? Well, a lot of these compounding pharmacies either won't pay the $3,000 a batch to do the potency, or they kind of bury it. They won't give you that information. So now the place that I use gives me the potency test, and I'm happy to share that with any of my patients. So you know what you get when you come to me. Okay? So hopefully that answers some of your questions.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So, Brian, we were going to talk about maintenance. We have a couple of minutes before we go to our hard break and we come back. Mm-hmm. But you're that 60% in my patient population that will probably need something for maintenance long term. Okay?
Correct.
So a lot of people, they say, okay, I've got this medicine. I've dropped to my target or my ideal weight. Now I want to come off this stuff. How do I do it? So what we found is 40% of my patients are able to stop cold turkey. Their stomach has shrunk. They're exercising. They're eating well. Life is good. So that 40%, when they're able to stop, the weight does not come back on. Mm-hmm. What I have found is that's typically the people who did well on the low end of the scale, the 0.25s, the 0.5 of semaglutide, or the 2.5 of tirzepatide. 60% of my patients will need something for maintenance. So what does maintenance look like? It could look like a half a dose. It could look like a dose every second or third week. In fact, yesterday I had a gal who her maintenance is once a month. So everybody, again, is a little different. And I can't predict whether you're going to be the 40 or the 60 until we get there. I can only tell you that you stand the best chance to not need something long-term if you did well on the 0.25 or 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get to your target, we're going to have this conversation. Because you're on two, there's a good chance that you will need a little something going forward.
I would agree.
Now, it's not the end of the world, right? Because if I put you on carnivore diet, if I put you on South Beach, if I put you on Atkins, I can get you to lose weight. But the problem is it's not sustainable. When you stop, it will come back in spades. So if your provider forewarns you and says, okay, well, we still use this medicine for diabetics, they're going to be on this stuff the rest of their lives, right? We have 10 years of safety data. Mm-hmm. We don't have 20 or 30, but we have 10 years. Then it's okay to take an injection every 2 or 3 weeks to keep that weight off so that you don't balloon back up. Because there's nothing more frustrating than to lose the weight. You're like, hey, I'm crushing it. And then suddenly, oh, I've gained 25 pounds back. This really stinks.
Yes.
So you'll want a provider who will educate you and forewarn you that there is that possibility.
Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I have Dr. Walker as that provider.
Yeah, I just teed up that softball, didn't
there
I?
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to go to a hard break at the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about stem cells with Sonia and your fluoroquinolone toxicity and what has happened to you. And then later on, I'm going to be bringing in Sam Peterson. Sam couldn't join us in the studio today, but he is super excited about microdosing psilocybin. So we'll be talking to Sam after a little bit, but when we come back from our break, we'll be talking to Sonia and Brian a little more on stem cells. So you're listening to Dr. Scott filling in for John Rush, 560 KLZ.